You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Faking It After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Faking It After Show.
I really wanted to start over, know, right? But you guys are just
this
so on it.
This has to be in the studio.
Okay, I don't know any other words. So we'll get started. Oh my gosh, that was crazy.
Did y'all see Amy walk on the floor when this song came on? She's there.
Oh my gosh.
What was the question?
Hold on, do it one more time and then we'll acknowledge everyone.
Yeah, there you go.
Please.
Y'all are tweeting me like crazy right now. I love it.
All right, hey guys, welcome back. It is the finale of MTV's Faking It, Burnt Toast.
Burnt.
And we are so excited. Y'all, I have got to tell you.
Oh my god, I love your ass.
First of all, hey everyone, I'm Sterling. Thanks for tuning in. I'm just so excited about this episode. I really just cannot even deal. We're back in the original studio. It's weird that we're having Roya over there behind the computer.
Hi guys.
Hola.
Hello.
Hola,
I might squirkle later.
And
we do have callers calling in, but we will answer them in just a moment, guys. So stay there. And
next to me. The handsome Cortez.
It's still on me.
It's all about Roya.
What is going on, y'all? Cortez D. West in the building.
All right. I have to tell you guys, today has been really emotional because I knew that the finale was coming up for Faking It, and I'm going to miss you guys so much. I miss the show. Tear. But also, I'm almost done with Orange is the New Black, so I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
I've written
now
with
that
you.
All of these things are ending, and I'm just like,
another year?
I know. It's really sad.
I want you all to still continue to tweet us, though.
Let's all be friends, you know?
Can we all just be friends?
All right, Amy and Karma. Ooh, too soon?
Too soon. So, I mean, naturally, I just want to jump right to the ending, but we're not going to. We're going to, go through this, recap it like we usually
burnt
do.
Burnt toast.
All right?
Burnt.
It was a really exciting episode, especially the end. What did you guys think? I'm a little out of breath from
watching it. Like Paula said, straight up, not tell me. And it was dope. They told us.
But
really
do you want to love her forever?
Yeah.
I think that question still...
Do you want to... Yeah, she did.
What kind of love?
That.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on. Before we get into it, I just do want to shout out our girl, Maria Menounos.
Yes.
She just released her new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. And it is bikini season. I am trying to, hit the summer with a bang.
As they would call it, snatch it up.
Yeah. I mean, I need a stomach like this. So, but really, there's a lot of really cool recipes, lots of interviews, the whole thing. And it's really realistic. Yeah. It's not one of those crash course diets.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, everything exactly. Good word, yes. And
yeah, Cortez is better to talk about fitness than I am.
Yes, because I'm a health coach, and I really love this book because she actually not only told you how she lost the 40 pounds, but she tells you how to keep it off. Mm-hmm. And that's a very big thing to me is staying consistent.
Right.
If you stay consistent, especially with your nutrition, then you're good. And I like that little quote she says at the bottom. There's no time, no money, no willpower, mm-hmm. no problem. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Do we have the clip for her?
No.
Wonderful. Make sure you go out and pick this up. This is the book here. She's actually traveling right now doing book signing. So once you see it, go and get it. All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into this episode. Mm-hmm. A little burnt toast action. Can't go back from here. No turning back, y'all.
Yep.
All right. Well, okay. So we start off the episode with a pottery lesson. We see Liam's chiseled ass.
Chisel?
Sorry, that's my phone. I forgot.
Oh,
I can actually talk on this.
Let's get a phone call.
Yeah, we got a caller.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting.
Who are you?
Hello?
Good. How are you?
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How's it going?
What's your Twitter name?
My name is I've Been Voked.
Oh, I've Been Voked.
Voked?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Rita.
Question is that still legit right now? What happened at the end?
What do you think of the episode, Stephanie?
You know what? I'm perfectly fine with the ending. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know that Amy, I mean, this is relatively new for Amy. She's still trying to figure things out. And, you know, she was hurt.
Right.
She lost her best friend. And Liam was there with his flock of seagulls haircut. And
Yeah, well, one of my things is you can't pretend to be someone you're not. If Amy's having these feelings, obviously she is able to have those feelings, but Karma doesn't have those feelings, so she shouldn't pretend to have feelings that she doesn't have.
That's true.
So just because it hurts Amy's feelings doesn't mean she has to go along with it.
No, absolutely right. I mean, it's perfectly natural. I mean, what lesbian hasn't fallen for her straight best friend? You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was going to say, I haven't experienced that, but okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
But yeah.
Stephanie, where are you?
I'm in New Hampshire.
You're in where?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
East Coast?
Oh, okay. Yeah. East Coast. Wow.
All right. Yeah. All right, Stephanie, thank you so much for calling in and watching our show.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add real quick?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
yay, I love callers. I do. Before we start the recap, I do have to say the past few weeks have been so much fun. We got Bailey.
So much fun.
Bailey in here. We got Michael. We got Rita and Katie last week. It was just, you know, nonstop week.
Yeah.
What was Stephanie's? I am revoked or voked?
I've been voked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Yeah. I know y'all are tired of hearing us laugh about random stuff. Okay. So we start with the pottery lesson. Liam has those chiseled abs. Mm-hmm. Someone looked like that went to my high school. Woo, Lord. Chiseled. Woo.
That dude was fat.
He was not.
He was fat a little bit in his tummy.
Hold on.
Jelly.
Okay. Hold on. You know what? You can't. Talk for one second. Have you seen these abs?
No,
girl?
You can wash your clothes on my stomach.
Hold
girl.
On. You get to talk about Amy every single week, and the one time I try to say anything about Liam, I got it. Woo!
Thanks. I got it.
Okay.
You know you got all some right. rip about Oliver last week.
What?
You know you got some backlash about.
I feel bad for him. I'm sorry I mentioned Oliver. I just felt bad. Everyone deserves love, you guys. Okay. Anyway,
the ghost scene. the ghost. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The reenactment from Ghost.
What, do they ever leave the school, though? Like, I was a little... Well, you know, they're always just hooking up in the art room.
You gotta go to school. That's important, okay?
But they're only... Yeah, I guess it's after hours, but... but, so, he's wanting to take things public. She's saying, you know, maximum 6 months, which is just a long time when you're in high school. Yeah, so, and he's like, that's forever! Which, I guess 6 months does feel like forever.
I like the fact that he says that karma makes him happy.
Right.
I would like to find someone that makes me happy. So just for him to say that, and it looked so genuine, it was kind of like, oh, wow. But it was kind of like Raya said, I don't like the jump offs from like when we go to commercials and come back. It's kind of like they just jump to a whole nother scene.
A whole new scene.
Yeah, because I was coming from the sandbox. What were we calling it? The Thunderbox, and then going to playing Ghost.
Yeah.
You know, a scene from Ghost is kind of like, okay. And then for him to say that she makes him happy, I was like, wow.
Yeah. They both seem like they have genuine feelings for each other. They're definitely attracted to each other physically, but great, I think chemistry. Also they have great chemistry. Yeah.
So basically they're sneaking around.
Real quick, though, one thing I want to mention, you made that comment about the jumping from scene to scene, and it's kind of like, oh, okay. But what I like that the writers do is that they actually tie in, like, when you're wondering it, a few seconds later, they describe it all. Exactly. So that's great that they do that instead of leaving you like, well, when did that just happen?
It's only 30 minutes.
You just got to be patient and wait for it, and they'll call you.
Exactly.
It's only 30 minutes.
All right. Then the next scene we have Amy preparing her speech for her mother's wedding. Mm-hmm. Pharaoh's getting married this episode. We've been hearing about it the whole season. But remember, Lauren is the maid of honor. I guess that's more of her role in the whole thing. But Karma's being very supportive, you know, helping her with her speech, just telling her to speak from her heart.
Right.
So that was a nice scene. Seems like they're still friends, but obviously Amy has no idea still about Liam.
Exactly.
And the sneaking around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you think that maybe Karma wanted to tell her at some point? Tell Amy. Before it came out, did you think the whole time she wanted to...
All right, Roy, stay with us over here.
Do you think that she wanted to tell Amy ahead of time, way before it even came out, about Shane?
I don't know. Maybe she was waiting for the right time to tell her, but I think it didn't seem like she was like, it was on the tip of her tongue by any means. I don't feel like she was holding.
And that Lauren, baby, she pops up anywhere. Yeah, I was like, girl, were you just downstairs by the toast? Did you have to use the bathroom so you had to come upstairs?
So then in the next scene we have Shane getting in the car with Liam. He's talking about how he thinks Pablo is like stalking him, when really I think he's just Instagramming normally.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You try and find things in people and be like, oh, they're picking that because they like what I like.
Have you guys ever done that though, where you've Instagrammed a certain picture just that they hoping that like.
I'm like, oh, did my job.
Hey, everyone out there, tweet us if you've ever done that.
And what it was.
Now, are we talking about like Psycho, where you're like, I know that they like me, I'm going to play the game.
I want it all, but like, honestly,
I look cute in this picture, so I'm going to put the best filter on it and post it. Or I'm like with someone who's really cute, so I want them to be jealous.
Jealous, exactly. Come on, give me some. Ow!
We actually got another caller on the line. Caller, who are you and where are you from? Caller,
you're listening. Caller.
I know you've been waiting. Oh, they hung up.
Oh, rats. Sorry about that.
Houston, we have a problem.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay, we'll get back into it, and you can call back if you want.
Call me.
So then they're in the car, and Liam says, Shane, you're acting crazy. He's not doing that. But then he sees...
Sterling, it's my time.
What?
It's my time.
It's your turn.
No, it's my time.
Oh, okay.
What?
Y'all didn't get that? Oh, my God. Come on. Anyways, I love reacting scenes that were, like, really, you know, kind of, like, at a certain point. You remember he told Liam, he was like, it's my time. And then Liam said, Shane, it's my time.
Oh, okay.
It's my thing.
Oh.
Come on. It's like he didn't even watch the episode. I thought you were talking about it's your time to talk.
Oh my God, I was so wrong.
Not it. Okay.
But anyway, he likes to reenact it. So,
yeah.
You know.
He loves to reenact it.
Just make me
and make
stupid.
It his own.
We didn't do it.
You should have just said, oh yeah. And just kept going.
I did do that, but you kept bringing it up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, sorry, guys. So Liam sees Karma in the background of one of Pablo's pictures at the wedding, mm-hmm. and he gets this brilliant idea. We should crash that party so I can see her. He's having withdrawals from her. Mm-hmm. They've been hooking up every day, and now he hasn't seen her. So,
and it's funny that you just said something about the background. Yeah, right, because I like the fact how the... If it's not the writers, per se, I would definitely have to say the whoever does the set creating, they do a very, very good job of capturing things in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Like different faces and making sure that a certain person is in a frame. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, you mentioned the grandma.
I was thinking about the background.
Like what Cortez was saying, yeah, like because they're on such a short little time, it's great that they put little subtle things in the background. Because you even mentioned during the scene where we see Grandma drinking, like it's a subtle thing.
And she was holding her glass.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Nana because she was the next thing. The whole thing with Farrah not wanting Amy to act a certain way with Karma so that her grandmother doesn't find out. And but I think the grandma really cares about drinking.
I was gonna.
She really only cares. She's concerned about her flask. I don't think she really.
But even
noticing.
If she were to find out in the next season, mm-hmm. I don't think she would really be a bother. Because to me, the mother seems like Amy's mother seems like the debutante. Prixie, but the mom is like really
like. Even when the
really
grandma
like,
said, "There's too much Jesus at that wedding," I'm like, "Oh, well, maybe she would be open."
Yeah, of course.
Is that what you're going to say?
That's exactly
what
I was gonna say.
It's cool.
I love moms.
But then we see.
But can I ask you a quick question for you guys?
Yeah.
So, did you guys kind of not find it weird, but interesting that Farrah? She said she in the one episode that we saw the Cumberbatch, that she was finally accepting Amy who she was, mm-hmm. and she couldn't understand why Amy was acting out, but she's trying to understand Amy. But in this episode, she was all about Amy being a lesbian and how she wants to kind of hide it. Did you find that a little weird?
Well, I did find that weird, but I think it might be because this is her wedding day. There's lots of friends and family who might not be as accepting, and it's a very personal thing that she's dealing with. I don't know if she's at the point where she's ready to make it public.
I was going to say that as well, because if she's at a point, well, not necessarily public, but at the same time within the family. So if Farrah is okay with it to the point to where she is, okay, my daughter's a lesbian, okay. That way, if, you know, the mother does find out, grandmother or anyone else in the family who has a problem with it, she can stand up for her daughter. Mm-hmm. And stand stern, you know, because she's already accepted. So either you're going to still accept my daughter as part of this family or not. It doesn't matter. I'm the mother and I accept it.
Right.
So I think she hasn't got to that point. So that
being
is kind of weird.
100% comfortable with announcing it.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And then, so Liam and Shane show up, and Karma goes to the bar to order the grandmother ginger ale. And
Carmen.
Oh, yeah. I was like, no, her name's Karma.
Not another one.
Carmen at that point. And she taps the waiter, and he turns around, and it's Liam. And he's just like, I needed a fix. And they start making out behind a bush. I thought that was pretty hot.
I'm sorry,
Liam.
That was dope.
But you could tell that Karma was a little uncomfortable because he thinks Amy knows, but she hasn't told Amy yet about her and Liam being together. So she definitely seemed at first a little taken off guard, but obviously they went behind the bush to make out.
Exactly. I love that, but that's what a man should do. A man should make, if a female is uncomfortable and he...
Let's hide.
Exactly. But that's his job, to make her comfortable. That's his job. So Liam, you played that part, homie.
On the other hand, those trees only had about four leaves. They weren't really hiding
with a little stem. Yeah. You ever seen like the bushes, it's a circle and then a stem and a circle? Exactly. I thought that was...
So, but then they cut to a scene of Lauren and Pablo dancing, and Lauren seems really happy. She reveals that her and Tommy aren't together.
I know what the pills are. It just dawned on me. Maybe she's depressed and she takes antidepressants.
Maybe. I definitely don't think it's like a drug addiction.
No, of course. I was thinking maybe birth control, but that's something I think Tommy would be happy to have. You know, not be like...
That could definitely be it.
Something...
And now
like,
she's like, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And
something
now
to do with a disease. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she's bipolar of some sort, and she's on medication.
Maybe. I mean, that could be... She doesn't have a mom, though. Like she doesn't have a mom, and she made a comment in her speech about her
that's
a mom that she always wanted.
Yeah. That speech was genuine. It wasn't Lauren. That was Bailey.
Her talk with Pablo, though, was really sweet. She was talking about how happy she is.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump ahead.
I think that was a good...
Yeah,
we're there. Mm-hmm. And that she that the, we get to we revealed that Tommy and her are broken up now.
Well, we don't know who dumped
and
who.
And she's like, I dumped him and all that stuff. But it seems, well, later we find out when she's talking to Amy that he dumped her because she told him some secret.
I would have loved to see that scene.
Mm-hmm. Well, well, we'll probably talk about it in season two. Yeah. Oh, yeah, season two.
Woo, woo. We need some sound effects in here.
Oh, I'm sorry, here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, guys. And clapping.
Yeah, okay.
And oh, clapping. And up? Okay, sorry.
okay, so then cut back to Karma and Liam behind the fig tree or whatever it is. And
the Crocombush.
The song comes on. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love? Oh, you were ready.
You were ready. Yeah,
I just never closed it.
Yeah, okay. So that comes on, and Karma, like the good friend she is, says, oh, this is our song. He thinks he means with them. He's like, oh, that's cool. I've never had a song before with someone. And she's like, no, not nope. You. With Amy.
Right.
So, so she's like, 5, 6, no, 7, 8.
I love how like when they're apart from each other, they get this eye contact. And then it's like, boom. And then they just nothing with those two.
I wish they worked it.
That would have been so dope.
I got a question for our fans that are in the age range of 15. And if you're watching and you watch our after show. Do you guys know who Paula Abdul is? Do you know who this song is? Because, I mean, I'm not bashing. I'm just curious because I thought that was an interesting song for them to choose. I would have chose maybe NSYNC.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, there is dance moves. There's, like, choreography.
Something they grew up with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just curious.
I actually think that's a good question. That's a good question. But it kind of ties in. To me, the song was already made before this whole lesbian thing came about. Because...
Right, no, I just mean, like, for the writers to choose this song for the kids, for the characters, there's nothing lesbian about
the song. Right, but
the song
was a hit for one.
To.
The song was a hit. I get
mean,
what you're saying.
I mean, J. Cole has even done a remake.
Yeah, exactly. The song was a hit, and the video also was as well.
In 1988, though.
That's true, but at the same time.
Well, tweet us and let us know, because we don't know. We know that song. We know Paula Abdul, you know.
Yeah.
At least you saw her on American
Idol.
That's
a good
question,
Raya. At least
you know who she is on American
Idol. That's true.
Okay.
I want to answer it now.
I'm going to tweet about it. This is my Paula
Abdul.
All right,
you just go tweet about it, Roya, and I will continue the after show.
I am really
So they do the dance. Everyone's watching. Everyone clears the dance floor, and it's just them. They've obviously done this routine before. And they are on the ground. And the mom asked to speak to Amy outside because obviously they're being too... I thought it looked like a cute little friend choreographed dance. But if you know what's going on, then you'll definitely read more into it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's why her mother said, can I speak to you outside, please?
Yeah. That's the reason why her mom and Liam were the only ones that thought anything weird of it because they know the history.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think her mother was overboard because she should have, like, come on, like... Your grandmother, your mother did not pick that up yet about your daughter, for one. Then for two, everyone knows that they're best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, for the record, they did clear the whole dance floor when people were dancing.
To make this.
So maybe that could have been her.
Well, I like the dance. I thought it was super cute. Great song. Like, straight up. And it shows that they're still friends.
Yeah.
They actually really are
Which, you
friends.
Know, that's the incline of what's going to hurt soon.
Yeah. And so... Result of that, she's grounded for 2 weeks, and she's kind of a little upset about her mom because her mom just grounded her at the wedding, but now she has to go up and give a speech about her mom and how great she is, you know? Aww. That's got to be hard. But so they cut, and then it's Lauren's speech, which is super sweet. She's obviously feeling really great that she's finally has this mother she never had.
Because I was looking for some actually, like, looks or, like, from Lauren looking at Amy, like some, like, I'm about to, like, really say something that I know that you're not going to like or whatever, but from her crying and all that kind of stuff, I was just like, oh.
It was definitely a nice side of Lauren that we don't really get to see in the show. Usually she's playing that bad girl and, you know. So it was a super sweet moment from her until she stole the end of Amy's speech that she practiced with Karma.
Do you think she stole it or do you think it was just a very
I think it's a very
thing
cliche thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a very cliche thing. I don't know if she stole it, if she was eavesdropping like she usually does.
Because she didn't have a snicker on her face.
Right. I think she was being genuine
Snicker,
about
right?
it. But it, yeah, Snicker.
Snickers?
Yeah.
Do you think if we knew about Amy's father, would he have been at the wedding?
No, because, okay, but here's, so I was thinking about that during the episode. The grandma makes a comment that she's been to two other weddings.
Right.
There was that patch-eyed one, and then obviously Amy's father. Amy's father, because Amy was around for it.
Yeah.
So, Amy's father is not a huge role in her life.
Right.
That's already a character development right there.
Right.
Subtly. So, I don't think her father would have been there.
Yeah.
But I think he might make a drunken return. That's my assumption.
Drunk and returning. Good one.
So, meanwhile, Liam and Karma are under the table doing a little something.
What's with them being in small spaces with doing things?
You got to get as close as possible.
Yeah, but
we sneaking.
We creeping.
God, that must have hurt.
So and I creep. just
creeping on the down low. And nobody is supposed to know. Ow.
So I creep.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, who sings that song?
TLC.
Let's leave it that way.
I was like, oh, yes, I know the answer. And then all right.
Anyways, yeah.
So then we go to Amy's speech. Karma and Liam are still under the table. She's obviously nervous. She gets up there, can't find Karma anywhere. She looks like she might cry. But then as she's going through her note card, she looks back up, and Karma's there.
Yeah.
Straight in front of her.
I wish I had a friend like that, though.
And then friend someone that you're in love with.
No.
We both had, like, negative reactions.
I mean,
someone that's about to break your heart.
No, someone that always, you know how we say about how Shane never answers the phone, he gives the best advice.
Right.
Like, I want someone that I can be able to, like, yourself? I don't know.
That answer to the first one was yourself, because you're basically talking to yourself.
Did you tried that yet? Did you call yourself?
No, I need to do that.
She needs another phone.
Yeah.
So, donation.
I might need to borrow your phone to call myself. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
So, back to the speech. So, she sees Karma, gets some inspiration. Mm-hmm. She says, you're so lucky because you found someone, your best friend. You've fallen in love with your best friend, someone who accepts you, someone who laughs at all your jokes, someone who, she said, this is what gave it away. Someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Because she had just said that to Karma. And that's when Karma gets it.
Yep.
And she's like, holy shoot.
And she's like,
holy shoot. Amy's in love with me.
Like, this means more to her than it does to me.
Right. And she wouldn't have said what she just said to me if it wasn't directed at me.
Now, I wondered if it was because she was giving the speech and making eye contact the entire time.
Well, that had something to do with it, too. You know, but I think it was that last line. I don't think it's weird. Well, I do think it's weird that she was staring at her the whole time, but I think that was more, like, to make her comfortable, and I don't think it would have been
as well.
She was trying to give it from the heart, so she was trying to make it more relatable, and then that's how she felt.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
Yeah. And that's what Amy, or Karma said to Amy, is say it from your heart.
Right, exactly. And she did. She definitely did. And so she confessed.
I didn't tell her. If I was Karma, I would have like, well, girl, I didn't tell you to look at me. You're giving a toast. Look at your mother and your father.
Too much eye contact for me. I'd be like,
where is she looking?
Yeah. I'm like, Liam, you down there?
Whoa, of course, his wife Liam down there.
I'm saying if I.
Just kidding.
If I was Karma. Jeez. Yeah. Get it together.
Well, I mean,
people.
Liam and Karma are under the tables a lot, so they wouldn't be surprised if you have to look under there every time. You know?
He's got to be around here somewhere. Yeah. So she confesses to loving Karma indirectly, but it's also very directly. And Karma realizes this. And then at the end of it, she sees Liam pop up from under the table, and he's there, and she obviously didn't invite him. So she realizes that Karma was with him. Karma invited him here. What did you guys think of that?
Karma didn't invite.
No, I know, but that was Amy's assumption.
She assumed
that Karma.
So
we're talking about the whole speech, right?
Of the whole speech, Amy and then her seeing Liam and all of those emotions.
Honestly, I don't think that she was as upset that Liam really popped up from the table. I just think that because of the eye contact and what she was saying to Karma, she was hoping that Karma was going to realize it and say, okay, let's start something for real.
Right.
But then to see Liam pop up from under the table is kind of like, whoa, you know, because she just literally said her heart in front of people. So,
yeah, I think definitely seeing Liam made it like kind of like a buzzkill for her, because she was like, oh, I'm finally getting this off my chest. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Roya?
Amy thinking she's finally having one-on-one time with Amy. I'm sorry, with Karma. And she's finally going to be able to be with her, you know, in her mind, in her world. But then when she sees Liam, it's kind of back to reality.
Yeah, it's like,
and it just kills it. And she realizes Karma doesn't love me as I love her, but I want her to. It's that ache of having something you can't have.
Right. Do you think Amy as a character is confused? I really think she's still confused. Yeah. I don't think she really likes, like...
Oh, no. I think she has feelings for Karma, 100%.
I mean, of course, but, like, what I've witnessed
like, at this time in like at this moment? Or what do you mean? Like, or overall her character in general?
Overall her character in general, because I kind of think like their relationship as best friends. It's, you can see it. Just it's
yeah,
like best,
they're definitely
it's like,
best friends.
Like original girls would be as best friends.
I mean, I think it's a confusing time in her life. I don't necessarily think she's confused about her feelings for Karma. I think she 100% is in love with Karma in a more than her best friend. More than as a best friend.
I don't believe that.
I think she just hasn't thought about it on that level. And I think when you think about it, having someone be your friend and like that you trust in, because I've been in a situation where I've been like friends with one of my best friends, and then he told me, "Oh, I love you," and I'm like,
croaking boots.
This is awkward.
That's weird because like I just
it's like
you
what
know.
I was saying. It's like what I was saying to Stephanie earlier, who called in. If you don't have feelings for someone, even if you are best friends, you can't pretend to have these feelings just to not hurt their feelings. You know, you don't want to just...
Wait, say that again?
You don't want to hurt, like... Okay, so hypothetically, say you had feelings for me, and I was like...
I do!
I was like, skirt! I don't have feelings for you, but, like, we're still best friends. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't pretend to have feelings for you just not to hurt your feelings.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't, like, go along with it just because... Because at the end of the day, you got to make yourself happy.
Yeah. Here's one of the things that when Karma and Amy were having their little conversations, and Karma was telling... I'm sorry, Amy... When Amy was telling Karma her feelings about everything and how she wanted to tell her but she couldn't, someone once told me it's better to have people in your life than not to have them at all. So if you do have feelings for that person, do you want to risk not having them in your life?
Uh-huh.
Or would you rather just deal with that pain? And
but then you're like secretly miserable because love them.
Yeah, but at the same time, you don't know if they're going to reciprocate the same feelings. Yeah. So therefore, worse?
Yeah, for me though, I just got to be honest because I'm going to drive myself crazy thinking about it. You know?
Yeah, no, for sure. No, and then I had another. Yeah, I completely agree.
Like, it's so funny that you're saying this because I'm sitting here, I'm really thinking about it. Like, I'm like, I wonder what I would do.
So what was our question about the whole? Situation. We had a question that we started off with, and I kind of
just like,
away,
what
sorry.
Did you guys think about Amy in that moment when she saw Liam? But we kind of talked about that, so we'll move on to when Karma confronts Amy in her bedroom. Amy, when Karma walked into the room, did you think Amy was upset that she saw Liam, or what did you think Amy was thinking about before Karma even said anything?
It was because she saw Liam, and like I said, she had that world where it was just supposed to be you two. And it's kind of like if you and I were best friends, and I wanted to only hang out with you, but then you brought Cortez.
Ugh.
And I'm like, well, I want a one-on-one time with you.
Right.
Don't bring Cortez. But I can't tell you that because we know him.
I completely agree.
It's that kind of...
So Karma Karma confronts Amy and she's like, do you have feelings for me? Amy tries to say, no, I don't. Ew, like whatever. Karma can tell she's lying. And then Amy says, well, I've been lying ever since the homecoming kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's been weeks.
I have to say that I love the maturity in Karma for her to want to rectify the issue right then and there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
good
I've always
her.
Been taught since a kid, you get it done, you take care of it right there.
That is very mature.
Exactly. So for her to go in there and say, girl.
Yeah, that's
you like me.
Well,
like
and it just speaks to their friendship and how close they are that she feels comfortable discussing this very, you know, sticky situation with her. Because if it's someone that you're kind of like, maybe I shouldn't walk on that line with them, but she was like, all right, we need to take care of this right now.
I think I'm going to say this as a prediction, though.
Okay. And then Amy says, well, what we were just talking about, I feel, I thought I was going to lose you. And Karma says, you would never lose me. So Karma's willing to be friends. But do you think their friendship can stay the same?
No.
Even after she's told her, you know, confess these feelings.
Even if there wasn't, like, anger between the two of them and Karma had said, you know, you'll never lose me. I love you. Amy would not last. Like I was telling you, you know, the whole better to have them in your life.
Right.
That will change completely. Because if you didn't tell them, then you have the right to be upset, but now this time she knows, and does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense for sure. It's definitely like a catch-22 situation, and there's
it's
a
like
hard
saying,
situation. I feel like it could either go really well or it's just like a bad situation.
It's
for
like
everyone.
Saying you're an alcohol. This is gonna get really dark right now, but it's like you're an saying you're an alcoholic, but you hang out with drunks.
Yeah,
you know, like that's a really hard thing to do. People, I mean, people do it and it's great, you know, all that jazz. But it's hard to that temptation when it's so early and so fresh.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to
I'm glad that you're saying this because I actually have a situation with a friend of mine where he just recently told me that he just moved here from Atlanta, and his friends, two of his friends there in Atlanta, were gay, well, homosexual, I'm sorry, and they did not tell him. But he said that he had the best time with them. They weren't like, you know, how television, you know, perceived gays to be.
But were they in love with him?
They found him attractive, mm-hmm. but he didn't pick it up or he didn't feel that way. Because I've actually witnessed people saying things like, you know, if a male, most males think that if another male is gay, then obviously they like them or want them too. And I don't think that's the case. Yeah, I think that everyone has a certain type that they like. Mm-hmm. But he was telling me that when the guy finally told him, he was just like, okay, I mean, you know, we have a good time together. We are friends. So the reason why my friend told me this story, like knowing that story and then seeing the situation between Karma and Amy, that's why I'm going to save that for my prediction.
Okay. Yes, I'm not. I didn't mean to like compare the two to like alcoholism or anything. I want to clarify that. I'm just trying to relate to me like temptation wise. Maybe if you're on a diet and someone keeps eating cookies next to you and you're like, what the hell? I'm trying to lose weight. Why are you eating those really good cookies that you just baked? Sorry,
right,
that's
so back, relatable. Back to their conversation. Karma's like, well, maybe you're just confused right now. And Amy said, I'm not confused. And then they kind of switch roles because in the first episode, we see Karma trying to convince Amy to jump in this relationship. And now Amy's the one trying to tell Karma, trying to convince Karma, maybe you feel it too. Like, jump off the edge with me. Like, let's do this together.
Fair?
No, I don't think that was fair because if she knows that Karma, she was just like, well, she doesn't want to be alone. Like, who wants to be alone in this? Yeah. And obviously she wants the person she loves to love her back, but she can't force this lifestyle on Karma.
But to be
and
honest
she doesn't
with
have
you,
those same
feelings. But to be honest with you, she did have some good points as she was telling her. But at the same time, at that moment, as they're talking about it, I would do the same thing. Yeah. I would want to get it all out right there because I don't want to go to bed that night and then wish I would have said something that I wanted to say.
True.
Or try to at least let her, you know, go home and think about it. You know what I'm saying? Something to think about.
I don't think that either one of them said anything that they shouldn't have said.
I agree.
I think they both laid it out there. They said their feelings. But like I've been saying, you can't help your feelings, first of all. You can't help the way you feel. And second of all, you can't force someone to feel a certain way.
Exactly.
So
that's one of the things that one little issue I had with Amy saying that to her, like, jump off the edge, take it with me.
It's kind of like peer pressure at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something that Karma has to figure out on her own, just like Amy figured it out on her
own.
Totally. So it was not really fair for her to kind of push that towards Karma. That's all. I mean, it was good that she said it and she got it off her chest, but still.
I completely agree. The way she said it could have been less
desperate
or like peer pressure.
Yeah.
Granted, they're in high school.
They don't
they
know.
They are, it's, you know.
And
but
one of
the
tweets are, one of the tweets that Katie Stevens sent out was, guys, remember, how did you feel at 15? And she even sent in last week on our show that these are 15-year-old girls, so they're going to react in the same way and the same concept.
Totally.
So,
do you agree that you can't help who you love?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. You can't help how you feel.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Amy says, I love you. Karma says, I love you too, more than anyone else, but not like that, which I think is very genuine, very honest, very mature. And then Amy says, well, how can you tell if you didn't try? And if you don't try, and that's when Karma drops the bomb that she slept with Liam to try to, like, I think that was just, what did you guys think? I thought she was just trying to prove her point that she doesn't have the same feelings.
That was a defense.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that was her reaction to being defensive about the whole thing. Like, no, I'm not a lesbian. No, I had sex with Liam.
But I don't think Amy really cared about the fact that she just had sex with Liam. It was just the fact that she did not tell her. Because that was her first.
You think that was it?
I think it's both.
I think it's more so the thing of the friendship first. Because if you recall the conversation of them having about, you know, Liam, even though at the time Amy was still attracted to Karma, or forming these attractions for Karma. Remember when Karma was like, well, I want to have sex with Liam and we're going to do it in his car and then we're going to do it whatever. It was her first time and Amy kept telling Karma, you know, you want to make sure your first time is in a great place or at a nice time or a nice moment.
Well, she just kept reminding her that Karma kept saying growing up that she wanted to have a romantic time for her first time.
Well, it was romantic in the Thunderbox.
Well, yeah, it was. But Karma doesn't, or Amy doesn't know that. But that's what Karma was saying to Amy.
But we also do not know the time frame between the Thunderbox and the wedding. So maybe she didn't have enough time to tell Amy. But at the same time, I think, honestly, the way she reacted, I kind of think is more so, it's both. But more so, the fact that she did not tell her.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's mad she didn't tell her, but I think that she's more upset that she's not, she doesn't feel the same way. I think she's still a little upset.
Well, she was already
about,
felt that way.
And
she was saying no.
So, I mean, guys, comment. Let us know what you thought of that situation. What do you think Amy, you know, was feeling during that time? But Lauren is in the bathroom overhearing this whole conversation. So now she knows what's going on. She knows that Amy has these feelings, that Karma just didn't reciprocate the same feelings for her. So now Lauren knows everything.
And another shout out to the writers for showing us the bathroom connecting bathroom earlier on in the season.
Exactly.
Oh, just saying.
Because we would have been like, exactly. Because like, we would have been like, how did Lauren get in the Amy's bathroom?
Yeah, yeah. What a coincidence. She just happens to be. But no, but that was a good little time. They share a bathroom.
Yeah.
So,
so then it cuts after that scene. We see Lauren eavesdropping. Cuts to Shane and Liam, who are downstairs. Shane wants to leave. He's like, all right, been here long enough. Like, Pablo doesn't love me. Like, Lauren's ruined it. And Liam's like, no, we should stay. Like, whatever. Because it slips that he's there for Karma.
I'll
Shane,
wait for Karma.
Shane realizes that. And Liam, like, confesses that him and Karma have these feelings for each other. And then Shane, another bomb drops, and he tells Liam everything about what's going on.
He was really hurt to say that because he doesn't like to keep secrets from
Liam. Tells them everything, that they were faking it from the get-go. I don't know. Do you think he told him that Amy is struggling with actually having feelings with Karma?
I don't think.
I think he did.
I was thinking that he told him everything. Because I feel like if you're going to tell him, you might as well tell him.
Well, and he also says, oh, poor Amy. Like, he literally had, like, felt bad for Amy.
Okay, we're going to talk about this in a second, though, when we talk about the ending. Because, okay, well, can I just say it now? No, we'll talk about it in a second.
And because of the ending is why I don't believe.
Let me know when you're about to talk about the ending, because I got something.
So then we cut to Amy at the table. We're going to go through this really fast because I want to talk about the ending.
Amy's getting
wasted off champagne. And Lauren comes, brings her some cake. They do a little sister bonding.
Liked it.
I thought it was cute. And Lauren says that Tommy dumped her because she told him a secret. But then she obviously isn't going to tell Amy what it is. She needs to keep, you know, herself protected. Yeah. But, you know, well, I guess we'll find out in season two if what exactly the secret is and if Tommy outs her to everyone, whatever it is. So going back, Shane told Liam. Karma goes up to Liam and she doesn't know like what's gone down. And then Liam tells her and then he pretty much like breaks it off. He storms off, really upset. And,
do you blame him?
No, I do not blame him. And cause they just had this whole conversation about we need to be honest with each other. Let's not have any lies between us. So okay, he had every right to storm out.
Go ahead. You explain and hopefully I'll remember.
No. You all just make that pact. Under the table.
Yeah.
She did not have the time for her to say the situation because at that time when they made the pack and made the pinky square, pinky square?
But she's lied the whole time because she said that Amy knew about everything.
I understand that, but if we were in a certain place, like let's say for instance, if we were in at a restaurant and you tell me, okay, let's make a pact that we're not going to have any more lies.
We're at a restaurant.
Thanks for the invite, guys.
I know, right? let's make a pact that we're not going to make any more lies. Then therefore, I'll tell you right then and there. Okay, great. Well, let me tell you this.
Okay.
But under the table at a wedding, when your friend is about to get up there.
Let me ask you this, though.
I can kill it very easily. All right, you ready for this?
Yes, Roya, you may go.
You remember in the last episode when he makes a comment to Shane, great, I'm another booker. So it has to relate to his parents, his dad. I believe it's his dad.
Right.
So he doesn't want to be a liar. And that's what the whole thing about breaking up a family. So it's all about lies. So
I understand that.
That's why
he
got so upset and he left.
But she did not have the time to even say.
Okay, Cortez, you cannot sit there and tell me that if you were Liam and Karma and you just found out this bomb of a thing that's been happening for months, this huge secret that's been going on for this entire season of the show, and your best friend just told you, first of all, your best friend didn't tell you when he found out, and then the girl you're with hasn't been telling you this whole time, that you wouldn't be a little upset.
Okay.
You would understand.
I like, would be
like
a little upset.
You would, like Kenneth,
you would understand. You would understand what she was going. You would understand her point.
I really
immediately.
Would.
It's
I really
such
would.
Girls POV I, right no, no, here. No, that's getting pissy.
No, no, no. No, I know, right? I really
he
would understand.
Not.
Let me tell you why. I'm very big on communication. I think communication is very, very fundamental in every type of relationship. So when she said to me, if she would have said to me,
"Wait, are
I
you
can
15
explain,
years old?"
Oh snap. Okay. Okay. Good point. Good point.
Okay,
good
let's
point.
Move on. I okay. think I made my wait, point.
You did. You made it. All right.
Well,
15.
Do you have anything else though that you want to continue with that just real quick?
No,
defend
no, no,
yourself
no.
or did that just kind of
No, I'm good.
Are you
kind
sure?
of slapped me in the face. Yeah, 15.
No, I didn't slap.
Okay, wait, guys, hold on. We're running low on time, so we need to get through
okay,
this really
sorry.
Quickly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, two more
Gosh.
Scenes before the ending.
Right.
First of all, Pablo and Shane kind of make up at the table. They kiss. They kind
weird.
Of have a moment. Pablo tells.
It's just weird.
What?
The
Pablo
kiss
tells,
you mean like no chemistry?
Pablo tells Shane that he's waiting till marriage to have sex. Any thoughts about this scene?
I just don't like the fact that out of nowhere, just a kiss just started to happen because.
No, I liked it because Shane, this whole episode, has been wanting to get with Pablo. He thought Pablo would never want to be with him because he thinks he's a bad person.
No.
And the fact that he does is nice. I want Shane to be happy. I want him to find love, just like I want Oliver to find love, okay? Like, I'm sorry,
get
everyone.
Her again, y'all. Get her again.
I'm sorry.
Get
I
her again,
want
y'all.
I everyone to be happy.
No, I just think that from the last time, the scene with Pablo and Shane, it was more so, you know, Shane walked, you know, told him it would never work. I'm bad. Boom. And that was it.
Yeah.
So there was no communication between the two other than
Other than that scene. Okay,
exactly.
I get that. Roya, what do you think?
Oh.
Wait, we have to talk about this ending, and
okay.
we're running
Go
out
ahead.
Of time.
What did I think about their kiss? Yeah. It was a little not really chemistry between them,
mm-hmm.
but I'm happy that Shane finally realized he doesn't need to lie about... I think he realized lies are just building up,
yeah.
and therefore his lies being like, Pablo's not... I'm not good for Pablo.
Right.
Well, finally, like...
But you said it in the screening room, though. He told the first lie.
Yeah. Like, what? When he said that he's okay with waiting until marriage.
Oh,
totally.
I did say that, yeah.
First lie.
All right. Okay. Awkward. So then the next scene is Karma crying in her mom's lap.
Yep.
Her mom says, it's okay, there's plenty of girls out there. I think Karma, like, since we're being honest, like, tell your mom that, I don't
exactly.
know.
So was she crying because she lost Amy, or was she crying because she lost Liam?
No, I think it's both. I
was
think
say,
that
she
was just
crying because she didn't have no one.
Because she got caught in all
she's
of her
alone.
Lives.
She's alone. She got caught in all
that,
of her lives. And at the end of her day, she can't even be honest with her mom. That is, like, my
That's
go-to.
True.
Like, if I'm being dishonest
yeah.
with everyone else, at least my mom knows the truth, you
yeah.
know? And the fact that now she has no one that knows the truth,
yeah.
you know?
But
it's
at least,
like...
At least the props to Karma for staying in character of being a liar from day one.
yeah. Okay. All right. Now let's.
Oh, wait,
talk.
Wait. Yeah, go ahead. Give me a pause when you describe the scene.
Okay. So then, last scene.
Okay. Describe it a
this
little bit
more.
This
is the pause.
What?
Like, okay, where's it go? So Amy walks outside. She's trying to get more alcohol from the guy. She's like, my mom's paid for half this wedding. That's my drunk voice.
Know, right?
My mom's paid for half this
Ooh,
wedding.
I would never go out with you.
I'm just kidding. I'm a classy drinker.
You're classy drunk.
And then the guy's like, all right, you've had enough. You don't need any more. Packs up the truck. Amy looks a hot mess. Her hair is everywhere.
There.
I still love you, baby. Still
been,
love you, baby.
Been there, done that. Her, I mean, she still looks beautiful, but
yeah, right.
Okay. Then the car drives away, and we see Liam equally as equally disheveled,
mm-hmm.
And they make eye contact,
and that's all.
And
need.
It's very. And that's really all we need to
and
say about it.
That's it.
Yep. And then the next scene, they are getting hot and heavy on
but
the bed.
But y'all, I'm going to tell
and
y'all.
I want to show you my notes. Liam and
exactly.
Amy. Oh, my God.
All you
it's
heard,
just like, OMG.
All
OMG.
You heard was Sterling Penn going. Did y'all hear that? That's all you heard was Sterling Penn going. But it's so funny, you guys, because when we was viewing it and we saw like the eye connection, all three of us said, oh!
Yeah. And Cortez is like, wait, what? And then Roya said, I mean, we've all been there.
There, right.
We've all been.
Been drunk.
They've been drinking.
And sad,
yeah.
You
been
know,
drunk
lonely.
And sad. Drunk, sad, and lonely. And just out for revenge. They've just been like screwed over
yeah,
by
yeah.
someone they thought they could trust.
Yeah.
So
and it's just, and just it just happens to be the same person, so they're like, we can get this revenge taken care of quick. But I don't know if it was that or just
the
I mean
alcohol.
They obviously had chemistry during the threesome, so Maybe they're like,
can we go to predictions? Can we just please go to predictions?
I got a question though.
Okay.
Do you think?
Hold on.
I forgot my question. I got really excited with how you were looking.
Okay.
We're going to predictions. Is that what we're doing? Okay. You guys.
Soldier.
Wait, is that all we're gonna say about that ending? Like, oh, other than oh my god.
Oh, my question. I remember. Okay. I remember. Do you think it was revenge sex, or do you think it was?
No.
I remember that.
That's
threesome.
Prediction.
Oh, that's probably. That's not. That's just a question.
I think they were just drunk. And
okay, I got another question then. Would you have done that?
Would I have done that? Well, it's hard because
well, that's true best friends sharing your virginity with
someone. Oh, no, I wouldn't do. I don't know if I no, I don't think I would do that. Nope, I wouldn't do that, especially if I was a lesbian.
Oh, touche.
I mean, I would probably hook up with a girl there before I would hook up with a guy there.
Yeah, but it's all family at a wedding.
Oh, that's true.
And we're about to do a threesome with him. I'm waiting for Cortez to finish with his
I'm just waiting for production. We're already production. Just let me know.
I don't know. Maybe Amy is confused.
I don't think Amy's confused because I know that's going to cause a lot of chaos. I think she's doing it to attack Amy. And Liam, I think, is just like, well, great. I'm a ruiner. I'm going to just do it.
I think Liam is just, I'm just going to live up to my name and also, you know, just be a
he's gonna be
a dick about it.
Okay. You ready for this? You know me when I have energy drinks. I lose my thought.
I don't know where I got all this energy from. But look what I did, and I don't even know what my prediction was.
You're just signing your name.
I know, right?
Now Cortez, I'm confused.
Trojan
now
Mon.
I don't know what to think. Okay. I thought I had it all figured out.
You wrote your prediction down, right?
Yes, it's two parts.
Okay, can I do mine real quick?
Wrong screen.
Sorry, guys. Okay, so I think in season two, Liam is going to be a bad boy. He's going to be having sex left and
he's
right.
He's going to lash out.
He's going to lash out. We're going to learn why he's going to lash out, mm-hmm. meaning the whole family situation. I don't think Amy's going to tell Karma about sex. I think they're going to keep that on the low. I don't think they're going to tell anyone because they were drunk.
Do you think Amy and Karma are going to be best friends ever again?
Yes. I think that would destroy the show if they didn't get back together as friends.
Yeah.
And real quick, if this might change your predictions, on Twitter, Carter Covington said, "We've left everyone with broken hearts, season two."
Creator of Faking It, by the way.
Yes. "We have left everyone with broken hearts. Season two will pick up the pieces, clean up regrets, plus fix mistakes."
Oh, good.
"This is not the end of Carmi." Winky face. And you follow him at Mr. Carter.
And Katie tweeted, "Carmi will be back." So that's good.
Yeah.
Good news.
So, but that's my little.
Do you have more predictions?
I think we will see the brother. I think Karma's brother will come in, and he's going to solve her lesbian issue. No, God, that sounded really bad. He's going to help her find who she is and that she's going to be in love. And I'm sticking with my original prediction from the very beginning.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
Yes.
That
Karma is going to realize
she is.
Fall in
love with Amy, and it's going to be too late.
Yes.
And that's my only prediction that I've said every single
episode. Now that we know that it's gone this far in the like season, do you think that Karma's going to realize she's in love with Amy and Amy's going to realize she's in love with
Liam?
I mean, I know that kind of destroyed, but she kind of like doesn't feel for Karma as much as she did. Because she hurt her so bad.
Yeah, I could see that. But also I could see, what do you think would happen if Karma finds out about Amy and Liam?
All right. So my prediction.
Let's go to Cortez.
My prediction, because like y'all are asking questions that are part of my prediction. It's kind of like, yeah, let me just say this right quick before, you know. Yeah, I know. But I kind of have a two-part. It's because I have one prediction to where if it turns out that Amy is going to stay, you know, going with this path of being a lesbian, then I have one part to where she's going to be on this path to where she's confused.
She's just
and
curious.
And still doesn't know and still kind of curious because at 15, you are kind of trying to
figure out who you are.
Yeah, exactly, sexually.
Every
other way, correct. So I said that Karma would accept the fact that Amy may be a lesbian, and in season two, they're going to bring back Jasmine.
Mm.
So I think that Karma and Amy are still going to be Carmi as the best friends, but I think that Karma is going to, you know, find out, you know, she learned go through this path of her friend learning this step of being a lesbian, and then hear about maybe teaming up with Shane and finding out about this Jasmine girl and breaking her back. Because like we said.
Yeah. I have to ask you one question though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, that Amy is going to be able to live with herself, like not live with herself like she's done this huge thing, but like live with the fact that she had sex with Liam and that and Karma doesn't know, and that they can still be best friends. Like, do you think they can be best friends with that huge secret?
Well, here's the thing. That was the part of my second part, because I said that Amy is actually may not be a lesbian. Not only because of just the liquid. I don't think they just had sex because of the, you know, they both were inebriated with the liquid courage, yeah, is what I would call it. But there were some feelings there.
Yeah.
Pure point blank.
And so, if Amy has feelings for Liam, do you think they can be friends? She can be friends with Karma? Like, I just don't see that being realistic.
My thing is, I'm thinking that Liam is going to have a relationship with both of them. Or he's going to, like, go.
Well, he definitely has already.
Well, exactly.
He's going to have a two-way.
He can't be best friends. He's
gonna,
like, that doesn't make sense.
This is going to turn ugly, because Karma and Amy are going to still be friends, but they're going to keep that
talk secret. Not talk about Liam.
Exactly. Like, but they're both going to be dating
him. Let's not talk about him.
Don't ask, don't tell type thing.
Yeah.
Exactly, but okay. They're both going to be dating him.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Do you have another prediction, though? Real quick.
No, I just kind of contributed to you guys.
That's cool. I just want to say something really quickly before we leave and before we end until the next season. You know what we have to do?
He's trying to touch me every day.
You know what we have to do one last time, right?
Squirk.
We got a squirkle.
And I feel like we got a squirt today.
Because the lyrics are so fitting.
Okay? It is really fitting. Look, you want to squirt, you don't.
Yeah, I know, right?
I worked out today. My shoulders are a little tight.
All right, so while you guys are squirking,
how you want it to be.
Come on, Karma.
Tell me, baby. My loneliness,
yes, Liam,
is killing me, and I must confess. Right.
We lost the score. It's more karaoke than it is
the score. All right, Cortez, where can they find you?
You can find me at Cortez G West on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow me, Cortez G West. Talk to me, y'all. I like talking because I'd be at work sometimes. I'd be like, let me just talk to my faking it fans.
All right, what about you, Roya? Where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Roya. That's HeyRoya, and I guess a little shimmy squirk for you. That's what I got, you know. And Sterling, where can the people find you?
I just want to prolong this.
I know, right?
As long as possible. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cape. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've had so much fun this season.
I've made two new sisters. I'm so happy.
Yeah, and we all. So sweet.
I think it's about Rita and Katie.
No, I'm just kidding. And this has been so fun. I cannot wait for season two. This is awesome. Yeah. I love you guys. And we love the Faking It fans. Let's be friends, y'all.
Yeah, let's be friends. And if you get an opportunity, please go out and find Maria Menounos' book, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. You have to look at it. You can't just remember that title.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.